Harford, White, McMahon. This is RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
It is 23 to 8 on a Wednesday morning. Great to have your company. Looks like a nice morning in the best city in the world. I reckon every day is a good day when you're up and about. Neil Craig has been up and about for a long time, a lifetime in footy, but on Monday night we were told that that would be finishing at the end of this season. He's involved, of course, intimately at the Blues this year and has been for the last couple of years, and it's been great to have him there and also great to have him on the line on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Neil.
Morning, and thanks for having me on.
Not a problem. The decision, Neil, how hard is it to make a decision like this when you've been so intimately involved in a really involved sport like Australian rules football?
It was a tough decision, but the right decision in the end. You obviously don't make the type of decision I've made from a personal point of view overnight, and that certainly hasn't been the case. You take a lot of things into consideration. You talk to a range of people just to check your feelings and your emotions that you're having. But in the end, I think I said yesterday when I was talking to someone that when you put it all together, you know in the end that it's the right decision. You don't need to go and look for it; it finds you. But it's important that when you have got all the information on the table, that you do make the right decision. So it's right for me. And, I'll miss the game because the game has been absolutely sensational to me and for me. But I'll still be doing something and I'll keep involved in the workplace, and it'll just be a different pace and a different lifestyle.
Could you ever have imagined when you first started playing footy or in the sandfall or got involved in high performance that it would lead to this term in sport, elite sport, to this degree?
Not at the time, of course, but I've already done it over the journey. Is that you do sit back and you reflect, just how fortunate and how grateful you are when you first start. You start in the sport because you love the sport, and you can stay in the sport on a full time basis and make a living out of it. You look back on it, and it's a privileged position to be involved in. And as I said at the start of the interview, it's the game itself has been so fantastic for myself.
Neil, well, it has been such an amazing ride for you. I remember you coming in and speaking to the Australian Diamonds team back when you were still at the Adelaide Crows, and you were talking to us about your background in cycling and how you kind of integrated that into the training program at the Crows, and you spoke to us about a situation where the boys were heading up a hill and there was a puncture and how that kind of told you a lot about the dynamics in the group. Do you remember that story?
I remember that was I do remember talking to the Diamonds, and I remember as if it was yesterday because of the impression that team left on me, Cheryl. So I think, was it about teamwork? Someone stopping and not
yes.
stopping? Yes. Yeah. So I mean, it was just about dynamics really, and the way individuals react under certain situations. On the puncher story, it was do some guys keep riding, do others stop and help their teammate? And it's a decision you make. And I guess it was really about group dynamics and the power of group dynamics if you can get it right. And it was the story I was telling there, Cheryl, was just an example of all these little situations from a coaching perspective that if you're alert to them, you can use them as a story to emphasise a particular point to the playing group. So
And those sort of things for you have been something that have been quite predominant with the way you've gone about things across your career, aren't they?
In terms of?
In terms of that psychology and what goes into things behind players and the way they interact with each other.
Yeah, well, I guess just over the journey, it started off in, I guess that type of thinking, Cheryl, started for me working with a cyclist under a guy called Charlie Walsh, who's had an enormous impact on the way I think about elite sport and go about coaching elite sport. What I do know is that the power of the group is much greater than the power of than the individual, particularly the individual that can be highly talented. The star system, if you like. In actual fact, the ultimate success, unless you're involved in an individual sport, the ultimate success can't occur unless you've got great teamwork.
Neil, for someone that has coached at AFL level and then been a director of coaching at a number of clubs since, is it easy to be a senior coach now or back when you were doing it?
I don't think it's... all I know is this, is that the role of the senior coach now, and I finished in 2011, I think it was, and I'm sure back in 1950 and 1960 and 1970, the job would have been, and still is, it's an enormously difficult job. It's a tough job. It's particularly in our sport and particularly in Melbourne, but in AFL, in the sense that it's such a public sport. It's everything you do is assessed. Everyone's got an opinion, and there's some advantages of that, of course. Because it makes you think about what you do and why you do it, because you know you're going to get questioned about it. But it's a satisfying job, an enormously satisfying job, because you're in a position of influence. And I don't mean that from an ego point of view. I mean your capacity to be able to have a positive influence on people's lives, not only players' lives, but support staff. You're an enabler. You have the capacity to create an environment which enables people to be the best they can possibly be. And what goes with that, of course, is an enormous sense of responsibility and accountability. So enormously satisfying job, but a very, very difficult job. And so I guess what you see at the moment is the way clubs go about their selection of the senior coaching role, there's more and more time put into it, as it should be, because of the nature of the job and the importance of the job.
So when you now look at Brendan Bolton, who you've been with for the last 2 years, who was a first-time coach only 2 years ago, what impresses you the most about what he's been able to do in his short time?
Well, first of all, he's not a first-time coach. He's a first-time AFL senior coach. And I don't mean to be pedantic there, but it's an important point because Brendan started in the coaching world, I think, as around about a 24-year-old when he was in Tasmania, coaching his own team. So he was a young man coaching as a senior coach, getting that experience. And it's those experiences of coaching your own team where you gain so much knowledge in terms of your philosophy about why you're making this decision, because there's always a reason about why you do it. And you're also involved and you are the decider. Okay, so you can have as many opinions as you like, but you get to decide. So Brendan's had a coaching pathway which has enabled him to be in that environment. What do I see of Brendan Bolton at the moment? I see a young coach. I think Brendan's 38 years of age, way mature beyond his years. His capacity to have a vision and a higher purpose about why he coaches, where he's taking the club, the capacity to continually realign people to that vision and higher purpose. He understands the need to generate winning habits. He understands concepts of work ethic, attention to detail, positive mindset, resilience, all those values and behaviours. He's quite exceptional for such a young guy. So why do I say that? Well, because I see it, and I've lived it with him. So what I can say to the Carlton supporters is that with Brendan, Stephen Trigg, Mark Lejeune, Andrew McCabe, they're in good hands. And just enjoy the journey, enjoy the ride, but just be patient.
Can I just pick you up on that point, or not pick you up, just elaborate on that point about coaching and coaching your own team and learning how to do that and all the responsibilities and decisions that go with that for Brendan Bolton. Do you think the pathway for AFL coaches or future AFL coaches is right, that perhaps they come into the system from playing as assistants and then work their way up and finally one day maybe get a senior coaching role without ever controlling their own club?
I think it's an advantage to have coached your own club. This will sound quite bizarre, but before I was a senior, I mean, I coached Norwood Football Club and yes, NFL.
Yeah.
But before that, I coached my young daughter's netball team. I think it was about the under 11s netball team. And even at that level, you're the decision maker about who plays on the court, who doesn't, how much time they get, handling conversations with mum and dad, voluntary support stuff. And they are important experiences to go through. So is it absolutely necessary? Probably not. If I was employing a senior coach at AFL level, it'd be one area that I would delve strongly and deeply into.
And your favourite moment through your time in footy to this point? Obviously, 300 games as a player. You coached a lot. You've been involved as a sidekick for a little while as well and director of coaching. What's your favourite moment, Neil?
Well, that's a big question. If I go back to when I was actually the senior coach of the Adelaide Football Club, it's interesting when you ask that question. I mean, often you talk about games and, games won or games played that stay in your memory, and I have those. But when I reflect on it, I guess my greatest memories, and it puts a smile on my face, is when I see what Simon Goodwin's doing, and I look at his journey and, and the resilience that he had to show to come through the system. Hopefully Andrew McLeod and Tyson Edwards are sitting there saying, I'm glad we stayed at the Adelaide Football Club, because they both became 300-game players for the Adelaide Football Club. Mm. And so they would now, have a sense of belonging to the Adelaide Football Club. The Adelaide Football Club should be really proud of those moments. They probably stand out, when you ask that question straight away. They're the ones that come straight to my mind. So I guess they're the important ones.
Well, I know there's a couple of weeks to go, but I'm sure you'll be able to sit back and be very proud of what you've contributed to the game as well, Neil. And everyone that's worked with you certainly has nothing but praise for the way you go about it. We appreciate your time. Good luck in the last couple of weeks, and enjoy whatever it is that comes after.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on your radio. And Sherelle, you should be really proud of those diamond girls.
Yeah, they're doing well. Cheers. Thanks,
absolutely fantastic. Okay, thanks, guys. Good.